Welcome to Financial Freedom God's Way Radio. This is where, even during this wonderful Christmas season, you can continue to learn, apply, and to pass on Bible-based financial principles and applications so that you and your family will not only survive, but will thrive even during the very, very uncertain times ahead of us in 2024. Hi, and welcome. This is Bob Lauder from Christian Financial Ministries, and it is an absolute honor to have you with us. It really is. Now, what's going to be in our program for our 30-minute time together today? First of all, during our radio seminar, we are going to pick back up with our look at God's spiritual and financial armor. Today, according to Ephesians chapter 6, you're going to see that the first piece of his armor is the belt of truth. We're going to talk about it. Then we're going to follow up the radio seminar with a couple of great real-world questions from real-world people. And then, oh my goodness, yep, a warning from consumer advocate Clark Howard about an Amazon scam that is a whole lot more harmful than it seems. And then next, well, we're going to spend another minute with Maxwell as John Maxwell shares with us his thoughts on the word optimistic. That ought to be great. And finally, if we have time, and I believe we will have time, what I want to do is to share with you some of our ministry services that are going to be available to you starting in January. So that's where we're headed today. But as we always do, let me open us up with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for meeting with us again today. We really do. And we thank you for all that this Christmas season means to us and to you. For today, will you please give us ears to hear all that it is that you have planned for us to hear to your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, let's get right into our Financial Freedom God's Way online radio seminar, okay? And again, remember that these radio seminar times together, they are going to help you to learn, apply, and to pass on Bible-based financial principles and applications. And as we start, let me ask you a question. Here is the question. What do you believe is one of the most important things the Lord would have you do to help you work through your spiritual and financial battles? What is the answer? Well, I got to tell you, according to the Bible, there are a couple of great answers to this question. The first is for you to learn, understand, and apply the two most important financial principles in all of God's Word. Now, we've been there. We've talked about that. Do you remember what they are? Sure. They are the principles of wealth and stewardship according to God's definition, okay? Now, that would be the first thing. I got to believe that that would be the first thing that the Lord would have you to do. Next, you are going to need to learn how to pick up and put on God's spiritual financial armor. So right now, you are about to discover or to rediscover the very first piece of God's spiritual financial armor as described in the book of Ephesians, written by the Apostle Paul. And let's start by taking a look at Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Great foundation for this, okay? Here is Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Now, what Paul is telling us here is that you and I, as Christians, my friend, we are engaged in a spiritual battle. You see, if you have come to the place where you've asked Jesus Christ into your heart as your personal Lord and Savior, well, then you are going to find yourself subject to the devil's attacks. Paul is telling us, he is telling you that just like the Roman soldier must get properly dressed for his physical battles, so also you and I must get properly dressed for our spiritual battles, to include our financial battles. He is telling us, Paul is telling you, to use every piece of God's armor to resist the devil's attacks, to include his financial attacks. Then Paul goes on to describe each piece of God's spiritual armor, using the Roman soldier's armor as a visual example and as a learning tool for you and for me. And the very first piece of armor that Paul points out is the belt of truth. So let's start right there. What exactly is the belt of truth? Well, first of all, to the Roman soldier, his belt, well, it was the least attractive and the least noticeable of all of his armor. As a matter of fact, some folks would even consider his belt not even to be part of his armor, but it really was. How so? Well, it wrapped around his waist and over his shoulder, and it served as an anchoring point for almost all of his other pieces of armor, as well as a whole lot of other things, like a place to hang pouches of food and his extra clothing and all of his personal items. You see, his belt held together everything that he would carry with him into battle. And that is the belt from the Roman soldier's perspective, okay? Now, from our perspective, God's belt of truth, okay? It is the only weapon that we can actually see and hold in our hand. And Paul calls it the Logos, which is the Bible. It is the written word of God. You see, if you want to walk through the financial areas of your life dressed in your spiritual armor, Paul says that you must start by taking up the Logos, the word of truth, the word of God, which is the Bible, and you need to permanently affix it to your life. Remember, the devil fights with lies, doesn't he? And sometimes his lies sound pretty much like truth. But Paul tells you that the word of truth, the Bible, well, it's got to be the governor. It has to be the law, the ruler. It has to be the final say-so in all of the areas of your life, including all of the financial areas of your life. Listen, my friend, you must be so close to the truth of God's word that the lies of the devil will be readily apparent. Now that's a good saying. That's a critical point. Let me say it again. You must be so close to the truth of God's word that the lies of the devil are readily apparent. You see, just as the soldier's loin belt held together all of his equipment, your belt of truth, the Logos, holds together all of the different pieces of your spiritual armor. The Logos, the Bible, well, it is your foundation for life, including your financial life. That is why one of the very first things that we did during all of our radio seminar times together was to set into place the two key biblical financial principles of wealth and stewardship based on the Logos, based on the written Word of God. You see, my friend, according to the Bible, winning or losing in the financial areas of your life, man, it is your choice. If you are not walking daily in the power and the truth of God's word, listen, neither are you walking in your God-given suit of spiritual financial armor. And without the word of God up and operating in your life on a daily basis, listen, your financial battles are going to be over before they even begin. Now, if you're going to go into spiritual combat, my friend, you'd better not go without your belt of truth, because I have to tell you from personal experience, sadly, if you do, well, it's going to only take one hit from the enemy and all of the rest of your spiritual armor is going to come tumbling off. So, to sum up this radio seminar time together, remember that when you put on the belt of truth, the Logos, the Bible, and you determine to make it a priority in your life, Well, you are well on your way to winning the battles of your life, to include battles against your body and your mind, your family, your friends, your ministry, and of course, your money. Okay, so what is the very first piece of your spiritual armor? You bet. It is the written word of God, the Bible. Now, next time we're going to take a look at the second piece of God's spiritual armor, which is His breastplate of righteousness. It's going to be a great time together, so don't miss it. Now, I have to tell you that as more and more folks begin to learn more and more about what the Bible has to say about money, well, more and more folks are moving from just reading about to experiencing financial freedom God's way, and that's a good thing. And as they do, well, as they do, they have some questions, some great questions. I mean, it is one thing to understand biblical financial principles, but it can be something else to be able to get those principles up and operating in your life. And one of the best ways to get help to get those principles up and operating in your life is to ask some questions, okay? For example, here is a great question about borrowing money to buy a home. Bob, if God does not want Christians to go into debt, does that make a home mortgage wrong? Well, great question. Now remember, and we've talked about this, God's word, the Bible, does not prohibit borrowing money. It does not. As a matter of fact, it is almost a certainty that most couples will borrow to buy a home. That being the case, with the exception of only a few states, that means that borrowers are going to have to sign what the Bible calls surety, which means that if the house is repossessed and sold at a loss, the borrower is going to still have to make up the deficiency, the difference between what is owed and what the sale price happened to be. Now remember, according to the Bible, avoiding surety is not a law, but it is a principle. You have a right to do it, but there is a risk involved. You see, you can lose everything if you lose your home due to surety. You can lose it all, including a whole lot of your other assets as well. So what can you do? Well, try to avoid the consequences of surety by making certain that the asset is worth more than what you owe against it. For example, in this case, if you borrow or when you borrow to buy a home, make a commitment to pay it off as quickly as possible, or at least commit to reduce the mortgage to the point where the house is worth more than you owe. Great, great question. Here's another. My wife and I made a commitment to get out of debt, but we owe a lot, particularly on credit cards and to small loan companies, and all of those come at very high interest rates. So my question is this: is it logical for us to consolidate those loans into one loan at a smaller interest rate, and should we use the equity in our home to do so? Boy, John, I got to tell you, my guess is that this question really hits close to home for a whole lot of folks, okay? And yes, it does make good sense to consolidate your debts to a lower interest rate, but not right now, not immediately. First thing you need to do is to develop a budget to control your spending. Then you need to commit yourself to live on that budget for 6 months without borrowing any more money. Otherwise, all you're going to do with a consolidation loan is to treat the symptom and not the problem. When you know that you can live without credit, that is the time to consider a bill consolidation loan. Now, having said that, an equity loan, it may give you the best interest rate that you can get. It is a very logical choice, because you will be using the equity in your home to offset higher interest rates on your consolidation loan. But listen, be certain that the loan has a fixed interest rate and not a variable interest rate, okay? And no matter what you do, you need to pray about it with your wife to be sure that you both agree on the approach that you're going to take. Listen, my friend, with rare exception, most women, most wives are not going to want to borrow against the equity of their home. You see, to them, a home represents security and comfort and not a source of money. So the key is to pray and decide on your course of action together. All right? Another great question. My friend, my guess is that you are probably expecting some packages to show up on your doorstep this time of year. I mean, am I right? Well, that may be true, and you need to be careful of Amazon items that show up that you did not order, because it could be part of a scam called brushing. Now, true, and I know that you probably already know this, but you are allowed by law, you are allowed to keep any package that is addressed to you. But listen to me, you are still at great risk. How so? Well, let me explain based on what our consumer advocate, Clark Howard, has to say. And first of all, you need to know just exactly what brushing is. Well, what happens is that third-party online sellers engage in brushing scams in an attempt to raise product ratings on websites such as Amazon. See, what happens is that the seller pays a third party to buy their products using fake buyer accounts with your address. They send you the products, and then they write some of those positive reviews that will show up on the internet. Now again, you might be thinking, all right, so what's the big deal? I mean, I know that I can keep the product. True, but Amazon brushing is still a threat, and it ought to be a big deal to you. How so? Well, the big deal is that receiving unordered packages from Amazon means your personal information has been compromised. Some third-party seller somehow has acquired your name and your shipping address, and even possibly your Amazon account number. Now, if you receive an unsolicited Amazon package and you can confirm that nobody that you know sent it, well, Clark Howard says there are four things that you need to do to protect yourself and other folks as well. Here are the four things. First of all, you need to report the unordered package to Amazon customer service at 888-280-4331. That's 888-280-4331. That's the first thing. Second, report the scam to the Federal Trade Commission online at www.reportfraud.ftc.gov, or you can use the phone number 877-382-4357. That's 877-382-4357. Third thing you can do, listen, you need to change your password on your Amazon account and any of the other accounts that you may have that uses the same password. Number four, fourth thing you need to do is to keep a close eye on your credit card statements to see if any suspicious activity pops up. And finally, listen, and this is so important, finally, whatever you do, never pay for an unsolicited package. If after you receive a package, somebody purports to be a seller and they call you on the phone with a bill, well, what they're trying to do is to scam you even the second time, okay? So, to sum up, according to Clark Howard, with Amazon brushing, there is no risk of legally owning and taking the property or the package that you did not order. That's not a problem. But there is a potential risk in that someone has found at least your name and mailing address. You do not know what else they may have or how else they could be using your personal information. So be alert and report the brushing scams and make sure you take the time to change your usernames and passwords wherever they may be. I really love to be able to share a minute with Maxwell with you. Remember that each time that we are with this Christian author and speaker and coach, during each minute with Maxwell, you are going to gain insight into a single word. And that insight can really add a whole lot of value to you in every single area of your walk with the Lord, to include your financial walk with the Lord. Now, this week, well, today, the word is optimistic. let's see what John Maxwell has to say about the word optimistic.
Winston Churchill said, "A pessimist sees the difficulty in every opportunity, and the optimist sees the opportunity in every difficulty." Wow. Welcome to Bit It with Maxwell. Hi, my name is John. I'm glad you're with us as I share with you that statement of strength from Mr. Churchill. Flip Wilson, the comedian of my age, so you don't know who he was, but Flip Wilson, who was a comedian, had another way of saying it. He's just basically look at you in a flippant way and say, what you see is what you get. How true that is. And so the question is, when I look at adversity, do I see the problem or do I see the possibility? When I was a young man in my 20s, Robert Schuller wrote a book called Move Ahead with Possibility Thinking. I'll never forget how I read and reread and marked up that book, because basically he was saying, what would you do if in every challenging situation you saw the possibilities in it? Well, the answer is you would proceed, you would go forward. The problem is, instead of possibility thinking, we have problem thinking. Today, I would just encourage you, see the possibilities and watch them come possible in your life. Thanks for joining me today on Minute with Maxwell.
Now, that is another great word for today from John Maxwell. And boy, oh boy, does it apply to your prayerful journey down the road to financial freedom God's way? I mean, it would be good for us. It would be good for you to remember. A pessimist sees the difficulty in every opportunity, and an optimist sees the opportunity in every difficulty. Optimistic. Another great word study from John Maxwell in our Minute with Maxwell. Now, as we start to wrap up our time together today, as we catch our breath and start to wrap up our time, what I want to do is to give you a heads up on some of the fantastic Bible-based financial teaching, training, mentoring, and coaching opportunities that you're going to have through Christian Financial Ministries as we start out 2024. Two of the best ones are coming up in January. First of all, our Financial Freedom God's Way Online Academy will kick off again the week of January 22nd. This is where you, as part of a 6 to 10 person virtual small group, will receive all that you need to learn, apply, and pass on what the Bible has to say about managing the material area of your life. Now, caution here. Although the academy is free, there's no charge, it does require a high degree of personal discipline and accountability on your part, as well as a free Zoom call, about a 45-minute Zoom call every 10 days. This initial seminar, which is part of the overall Financial Freedom God's Way Online Academy, well, it is going to last for about 3 months, and you must register for the seminar on our website at www.christianfinancialministries.org. Now, the next thing that's going to be happening in January, well, beginning the week of January 29, we will offer a virtual John Maxwell Mastermind group based on the subject and the title of his book, Everyone Communicates and Few Connect. Here, you are going to be able to sharpen your ministry and your professional and your personal success skills as part of a virtual small group using John Maxwell materials and facilitated by myself as a certified member of the John Maxwell team. I have to tell you, as far as I know, this is going to be the only place and the only time in this country or anywhere else you're going to be able to receive this type of training for free. And again, you can check it out and register on our website at www.christianfinancialministries.org. That's Christian Financial Ministries, all spelled out, one word, all spelled out, .org. My friend, what you are discovering, what I hope you are discovering, is that Christian Financial Ministries is a Bible-based, personal, financial teaching, training, mentoring, and coaching nonprofit ministry, and we operate from the Chattoog Ministry and Events Center in Hiawassee, Georgia. Wow. Now, that was another quick 30 minutes. I'm praying that you were blessed by what the Lord gave you today. Recall that we started out by digging deeper into the first piece of God's spiritual financial armor, the armor that He gives you to pick up and put on before you even think about heading out in the world to fight any spiritual battle, to include any of your financial battles. Now, what is this first piece of God's spiritual financial armor? Sure, it is His belt of truth, which is the written Word of God. It is your Bible. Then we had some great questions relating to borrowing and what the Bible calls surety. Clark Howard gave you three rules to avoid the Amazon brushing scam. See, with the Amazon brushing scam, there's no risk to legally keep anything you receive in the mail that you did not order. That is true. However, there is a huge potential risk in that somebody has already found at least your name and your mailing address, and you do not know what else they may have or how else they may be using your personal information. Clark told you about how to recognize it and what to do about it. Then John Maxwell, well, he just talked with you about the word optimistic as part of his Minute with Maxwell. And remember what he told us? A pessimist sees the difficulty in every opportunity, and an optimist sees the opportunity in every difficulty. Good word. Thank you, John Maxwell. And finally, please know that you have a personal invitation to receive any or all that the Lord is going to offer as part of our virtual Financial Freedom God's Way Online Academy seminar and our virtual John Maxwell Mastermind Group, both slated to start, God willing, start up in January. You can learn all about these two programs and register for either one or both on our website at www.christianfinancialministries.org. My friend, I want you to remember that our times together, all of our times together, and I mean all of our times, whether they be on the radio, maybe in the virtual small groups, or during any of our live seminars and workshops, you need to remember that each of these times together, man, they are really about His time with you, not my time with you. My prayer is that somewhere along the line, He and you are going to connect with something that He and you can use to help make your life in Christ better than it has ever been. Okay, listen. Finally, two things I want you to remember. First, recall that you can go to our website. What is it? You probably got it by now, ChristianFinancialMinistries.org, to either re-listen to or even get a free transcript of today's radio broadcast. And second, we are going to be diving deep into the second piece of God's spiritual financial armor next weekend. That, of course, would be God's breastplate of righteousness. It is going to be a great time together, so please don't miss it. Now it is time for me to close us out the way that we started, and that is with a word of prayer. Father, we thank You for bringing us together again today and for each of the days yet to come to Your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a blessed rest of your day, won't you? And we're going to be looking forward to seeing you next time as you continue down your personal road to financial freedom God's way.